In the year 1798, on the holiday of Sukkot, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the author of Tanya and the first of the Chabad Rebbes, was arrested by the Russian Tsarist government on charges of high treason. There was an informant, unfortunately was actually a Jewish informant from those that were opposed to the Hasidic movement. And this informant told the Russian government that because the Alter Rebbe was in charge of organizing the money to be sent for charity for the poor Jewish families living in Eretz Yisrael in Israel at the time, this informant told the Russian government that the Alter Rebbe was actually supporting the Ottoman Turks who were ruling Palestine at the time. And for this, he was arrested on charges of high treason. He was taken in a black wagon reserved for capital punishment criminals, and he was supposed to be executed. And he spent 53 days in jail, interrogated and harassed by the gendarmes, by the Russian Tsarist police, until eventually, miraculously, on the 19th day of Kislev, he was released. In a way of great honor by all the Russian aristocracy, on the day, the 19th of Kislev, that became known as the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of Hasidism, because the Alter Rebbe had seen that his arrest was because of a heavenly persecution or a heavenly decree against the fact that Hasidic teachings should be revealed to the entire Jewish people. And therefore his release, the Alter Rebbe saw as a vindication of the Hasidic movement and the teachings of Hasidism. After getting out of prison, the Alter Rebbe sent letters to the Holy Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, to Reb Baruch of Mezhbuz, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and to the entire Hasidic community. And interestingly, in all three of these letters, the Alter Rebbe finishes the letter with the same anecdote. And we understand from this that he saw this as being extremely important and fundamental to the entire story of his release. He finishes the letters by saying that as he was sitting in jail, he received the news that he was going to be released miraculously, because again, naturally it didn't make sense that he should be released. The whole government was against him, and then eventually the whole Russian aristocracy and everyone decreed that he was a citizen of honor, etc. It was a completely miraculous deliverance. But the Alter Rebbe writes that he got the news that he was being released as he was saying Tehillim. And he gets so specific that he says he was actually reciting the 55th chapter of Tehillim of Psalms as he got the news that he was being released. And that's not enough. The Alter Rebbe actually writes what the pasuk was, what the verse was of Tehillim that he was saying as he got the news that he was being released. And that is the pasuk, Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli. My soul was redeemed in peace from a battle. And he concludes the letters after saying, and as I was reciting the pasuk, my soul was redeemed in peace from a battle, at that moment, yatzasi b'shalom mehashem shalom, and I left in peace from the God of peace. Now we understand that the fact that the Alter Rebbe is stressing that it was these words he was saying as he was redeemed and as he was vindicated, that the teachings of Hasidus have to be spread around the world, we understand from this that if he's repeating this in all the letters, somehow in these words is conveyed the entire meaning and depth of what Hasidus is all about. It's all in these words of, my soul is redeemed in peace from a battle. And again, I stress being on the word shalom. Pada b'shalom nafshi. My soul was redeemed in peace. And the Alter Rebbe finishes the letter, and I left in peace from the God of peace. Somehow shalom, peace, is the whole idea of what Hasidus is all about. And as his son, the Mittler Rebbe of Dov Be'er, explained many years later, and today, the 10th of Kislev, by the way, is the day that the Mittler Rebbe got out of jail. And interestingly, that chapter 55 of Psalms is in the daily Tehillim recited on this day. And the Mittler Rebbe explained, what's the meaning of this verse? What does it mean that my soul is redeemed in peace? And how is this what Hasidus is all about? So the Mittler Rebbe brings that there's a Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi explains what precipitated King David. What particular event was the inspiration that caused King David to say these words, that my soul was redeemed in peace? Because seemingly that's an oxymoron. Usually, if you have an enemy, my soul is redeemed in peace from a battle. If you have a battle, then how could you be redeemed in peace? You usually win a battle. You fight a battle and you win. But here, King David was saying, as opposed to all his other battles that he actually had to fight, here he's saying that my soul was redeemed in peace from the battle. So the Yerushalmi says that King David said these words when Anshei Avshalom Hispalu Shleimer Shel David, when the soldiers of Avshalom prayed, they themselves prayed that King David should be victorious. It's talking about, of course, the story of the rebellion of Avshalom. Avshalom was the son of King David, who led a rebellion against his father. And there was a time where King David almost lost. He was exiled from Jerusalem. He had to run away. Avshalom took control of Jerusalem. It was not a simple victory. It took a long time. But eventually it came to a point where the soldiers of Avshalom, the ones themselves who were the enemy of King David, they themselves were praying that King David should win the war. And as the Mittler Rebbe explains, we see from the Yerushalmi what that means is that being redeemed in peace from a battle is not that you have to fight against an enemy, but that the one that until now you thought was your enemy is actually shown to be your friend. That's Pada B'Shalom Nafshi. That's when your soul is redeemed in peace, that you don't have to fight a war, but that the one that you thought was your enemy is transformed to become your friend. And that's what Chassidus is all about, the Mittler Rebbe explains, as we will continue understanding and learning about tomorrow.